Hi, it's Kate. I'm here with Zoe Fenton, one of the collaborators from the different centre. Hello, Zoe. So you're here today, you're getting into the space. How's it all going so far? Tell us a bit about the visuals of the piece.
It's going really well. It's really nice to be in the junction. We did a 10-day run at the gate in Notting Hill, which is, is a very small, long black box above a pub.
Very different to the junction.
What we've done is recreate this claustrophobia of the space in the centre of the junction space, which is rather like one of the themes of the piece is entrapment. So here in the junction, you get an even stronger sense of the entrapment of the performers, because you're aware of the external space outside it.
I can actually, having looked into J2, I can definitely see that. And can you talk a bit about some of the collaborators? Because there's a really interesting range of artists working on the piece. It'd be great to sort of know how that came about and also how you worked together to make the work that's coming here tonight.
Yeah, so it's an interdisciplinary piece which is a collaboration between four of us, a video artist, Will Duke, a choreographer and dance director, Ben Duke, and a composer, of avant-garde electronic and sort of real-time composition, Dario Palermo. And we met in Venice at a residency as part of the Venice Biennale Contemporary Music Festival in 2009. So we were all invited to go and participate in this residency, which was designed to promote interdisciplinary collaboration. And as part of that, we were sort of locked onto the island of Giudecca for 10 days.
You don't quite well.
Yeah, until we had to make pieces work. It was going to be shown as a part of a programme in the music festival. So we went from not knowing each other to having a piece of work. And there are about 20 or so of us, and then we all split up into small groups. And it so happened that the four of us were very much from four different disciplines, but all based in the UK. Mm-hmm. So there were people from all over Europe working on that. And we're all interested in different ways in interactivity and technology. And Dario uses that very much in his work anyway, in his music. Interested in looking at the relationship between the real and the virtual, which sort of really appeals and is appealing in Will's context, and his work often uses space. He makes video art that's often part of installation, so that can appeal to the theatrical. And Ben's background is partly dance, and he also had some training in the theatre. And my work is very much with technology. I'm a dramaturg and director, and come very much from a theatre background, but I'm always using a lot of different modes to make the work. So from that, we were then invited by Dance and Brand to present that piece of work we made. It was called Discombobulator at the Purcell Room as part of Dance Umbrella last autumn. And out of that came a commission from them in collaboration with the Gate. It's been supported by my company, Mesa's Arts, especially here in the Eastern region, to make a new piece of work. Mm-hmm. About anything we like. Yeah. Sounds like it's a complete luxury. It's actually not entirely simple, but then some ways we're letting the interactivity dictate our ideas. We all have similar kinds of interest in science fiction and travel and so on, and then sort of coalesced around using a film called Vegetti by Chris Marker. Not so much as something we would adapt to film, but as a kind of reference point for the four of us to respond to. Mm-hmm. So the piece is not recognisable in relation to that film, but it enabled us to have something that we would start to work around and think through, and it also encoded a whole set of our own interests. So thinking about this thing about the real and the virtual, which is, a wonderful way to think about dance and the absolute presence of the dancer and the performer.